Good morning, Anna. I'm here with Anna, an undergraduate student, and she has been very kind to come to my office so early on a Friday morning to do this interview. Could you introduce yourself briefly first?
Sure. I am Anna Tudela. I am 21 years old, and I'm from Spain, and I'm studying Spanish studies in this university.
Okay, fine. Then, you read the article on Sense of Place by Jennifer Cross. My question is, before doing that, had you ever thought about that topic?
Yes, actually, that was a topic that had crossed my mind several times, since I have never been really attached to my original country. So it has definitely crossed my mind several times, yes.
And did in any way the article help you to clarify your position about that, or
not necessarily?
Yeah, absolutely. It made a lot of sense that I actually didn't fit as much as other people did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, can you tell us what your sense or senses of place are out of your own experience and after reflecting upon the topic?
So out of Madrid, which is the place I live, I have a biographical and a dependent bond to it, because I have memories in here regarding places and events. I was raised here, so that's the logical thing. And dependent in the sense that if I had an income, or if I could choose to live anywhere else apart from living at my parents' house, I would definitely not live here, but yeah, that's it.
And what would be your ideal place to be?
My ideal place to live would be London, with which I have a narrative, a commodified and a biographical relationship, in the sense that I've been there a couple of times. Then I especially appreciate England because of what I know about the history and culture, and so I guess that is the narrative relationship. And commodified in the sense that London would be my ideal place because of being the capital, so I could travel around England whenever I was there. So, yes.
Okay. And then now it could be more personal. Does your personal experience of sense of place imply, in your case, any special commitment with nature or with the environmental protection?
Well, I think that actually that is not relating to a country or nation, but to the whole world. For instance, when I was at high school, my best friend and I, we always go to school by bike, which was sort of dangerous because Madrid was not as adapted as it is now for bike.
To use a bike on a daily basis, yeah.
So it was kind of dangerous, but I think that it is our responsibility for the rest of the world, for the rest of the humankind, regardless of the country you live for, to take care of the environment. Yes.
And then after thinking about this topic, and you said that you somehow understood the reason why you didn't feel so linked to Spain, have you thought of any ways in which now you could feel more connected to Spain, or something you had not thought about before, and after reading and thinking about the issue, now you see from a different angle?
From this specific place, I think that my family and my history and my roots, as she says, is a very special or important part of my link to Spain. So I would say that family history is the important thing in order to have a link towards Spain.
Well, Anna, thanks a lot. I'm sure you will be able to live in London as you like, and you will be able to do whatever you want. And thanks again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.